This is a children's story. It's called Bunny Bear Gets His Due. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed was he, a one-year-old brown bear with an unusual taste for carrots, hence his nickname, Bunny. Bunny Bear sure loved his carrots, and not because they were good for him in his eyes. Nah, Bunny just loved the crunch. Plus, he learned by trying that carrots are sweet, not orangey sweet or grapey sweet, but more like strawberry sweet, which sometimes, frankly, can be sugary, but most times it sort of comes in tart, bland, or carroty, sweet kind of taste. You'll see if you try. That's how Bunny Bear reckoned. It was bad for him anyway. You see, due to his fondness for carrots, all the female bears said he had a yellowy hue about him. Normally brown, it seems that the carotene in the carrots was causing young Bunny Bear to transform slowly into some type of albino or blondish bear. It started slowly down by Bunny's ankles. They were turning as if Bunny got a hold of Miss Sophie Tucker's Lightning Queen or some such. But not only was Bunny Bear becoming some type of polar bear turning white in front of us, seemed like Michael Jackson, and his hair was becoming more part of Bunny Bear's flowing mane. His mane now cascading down his back. Seemed like carrots had some other health benefits. However, whoever heard of a brown bear fixated on carrots? It was unnerving and caused so much anxiety that the other bears refused to be seen with this transmogrification taking place before their very eyes. Frankly, the older bears were stifled, while the younger set, frankly, did not know what to do. Some secretly envy Bunny Bear because he was becoming lighter and his mane was growing voraciously. Bunny now sported a brush and a comb, which he endlessly combed through the richness of his fortune. Publicly, all the female bears acted as if, so what? Privately, Bunny Bear could not get any sleep or rest as he was courted by a myriad of methods too risque to print and pathetic in his disguises, since the she-bears could not resist passing their paws through Bunny Bear's lavishness. Bunny Bear was beside himself. For the life of him, this he never expected. But if eating carrots gets you places, what's the harm in eating them? True, berries, honey, and nuts should have been Bunny's favorite fare. But like so many others in life, Bunny Bear found his way, and good fortune was his due. Moral of the story is, follow your path, believe in yourself, and good fortune will be provided. Until next time.